there's one other thing to say about false repentance, and that is this, that false repentance never really repents. And you often sense it in the language of people. Here's what some people say. Oh, brother, if I've done anything wrong, please forgive me. And they can sound very sincere. But they haven't repented, have they? Because they haven't acknowledged they've done anything wrong. They've actually saying, if you think I've done something wrong, I'm sorry. That's not repentance. Repentance is unconditional. There's no ifs, there's no ands, there's no excuses, there's no buts. There's no, I couldn't help it. It's just, I sinned. God be merciful to me, the sinner. Period. No extras. You know, in the Gospel of Mark, you read about the blind man, Bartimaeus, pleading for mercy. He didn't, God be merciful. He didn't add, Lord, I can't help it that I'm blind because, you know, the dust of Judea, I was out in the fields and it filled my eyes. And so like so many other people, I became blind. I can't help it. And, no. I'm blind, also blind spiritually. God have mercy on me. Period. So, no excuses added, no halfway repentance, no 90% I'm guilty. When there's true repentance, you know it because the person is 100% guilty and pleads for mercy alone. And there's no rights to mercy. And when there's false repentance, there's always a little bit of an excuse. There's always a little holding back. There's always just a little bit, I'm not totally wrong. Or you're wrong too. It's not totally sincere.